This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his relationship with North Korea's Kim Jong-un is a very good one, despite the collapse of the two leaders' summit in Hanoi, Vietnam. A day after returning to Washington, Trump says on Twitter that the two had a very good meeting. He also tells Sean Hannity on Fox News,
"It's a much tougher deal to make. Maybe it won't get made, but that's the deal that we should have. And you can't give up everything if you don't get that."
California Governor Gavin Newsom is declaring a state of emergency in parts of Northern California that have been ravaged by deadly flooding. Thousands have been ordered to evacuate and numerous mudslides are reported, and at least one person has died so far. President Trump's son-in-law and top advisor, Jared Kushner, is denying a report in the New York Times that says the president instructed then-Chief of Staff John Kelly to grant top-secret security clearance to Kushner. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Donald Trump is set to highlight CPAC in Washington, D.C. USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent says Senator Lindsey Graham spoke on Thursday.
Graham says his relationship with President Trump didn't get off to a great start.
"So President Trump and I did not start off well. I remember meeting him after he got elected, and he said, 'Hey, Lindsey, I don't have your phone number.' And I said, 'There's a reason for that.' So I've given him my phone number, and trust me, he uses it."
Graham has since become one of the president's strongest supporters. He told the group that although the president can be a handful, he wants to see Trump succeed, and he enjoys the ability to influence Trump by staying in the president's corner. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The Federal Trade Commission is slapping video sharing app TikTok with a record $5.7 billion fine for violating child privacy. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
With the support of several of his rivals for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker reintroduced a bill Thursday that would legalize marijuana nationwide and expunge federal convictions for possession or use of the drug. Currently, there are 10 states where recreational marijuana is legal and an additional 23 states where it can be used for medical purposes. As marijuana becomes more and more legal, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel explains a new syndrome that's starting to show up at many hospitals.
"You know, we use marijuana to decrease nausea and pain medicinally, medically. But as is in anything in medicine, when you start using a lot of it, you get the reverse effect than you actually want. So this is for chronic pot smokers out there. Places where it's recreational, we see a ton of this in Colorado, by the way, in flooding emergency rooms. Probably over 3 million people in the United States are affected. Because what happens is the pot, when you start using a lot of it, turns off the receptors in the nerves that are supposed to suppress nausea and pain. So you're nauseous, you're in pain, and the only thing that works for this is hot showers. It floods the receptors, it turns them back on, you go back to normal, but you got to be in the shower for 6 hours. Guess what the cure is? Stop smoking pot."
Six-time Major League Baseball All-Star outfielder Bryce Harper is heading to Philadelphia. Multiple news outlets are reporting the Phillies and Harper have agreed to a 13-year, $330 million contract. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's what it's all about. It's the way we roll. Welcome to the show. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. A retired FBI agent says, I am not a fan of Andrew McCabe. He is a novelist and he carries no brief for the former acting head of the Bureau. Jack Owens joins us now. Jack, how you doing?
Hello, Bill.
Hey, good to have you back with us. Jack, for you as a former FBI agent, and we've discussed this before, that this has to be heartbreaking for a profession that you honor and many FBI agents honor, but it is clear that the upper layer, the leadership of the FBI has been compromised. Is that fair to say?
Well, it looks like mistakes were made at headquarters. They tell your viewers, Bill, that agents in the field, and I had 30 years in the field, we don't like to be around people at headquarters. We prefer the field. We don't want to be supervisors. None of us wanted to be director.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Because the work in the field is the heart and soul of the way the FBI, the Bureau, protects the American people. And I had some undercover assignments during the Cold War that pitted me as an undercover agent against people in the Kremlin, people like what we used to call the babyface thug, Vladimir Putin.
Mm-hmm. So, but to help us understand, Jack, in terms of the structure of the FBI, and I'm getting a better understanding the more we talk, that you have the downline agents who are about doing the heavy lifting and the hard day-to-day work. And at the upper level, it's hard to stay out of the bureaucracy and the politics, though they claim that they do, right?
Good point, Bill. There are, in my opinion, after 30 years, there are too many layers of supervisors at FBI headquarters. We also have some really good supervisors at the field level, but I wanted to be left alone to do my work. I didn't want interference. I knew what I was doing. I was trained to do it. Mm-hmm. And during the Cold War, it was really heady stuff to go against the big bear in Moscow and what they were trying to do to destroy our democracy and to injure Western alliances.
And nothing has changed in that regard, has it? I mean, Vladimir Putin is a force, like the law of gravity. No matter what, he may be cut back for a moment, unlike the law of gravity. It's only defied for a short time, but eventually catches up with you. But that big bear, his force continues, right?
Yes, it does. In my opinion, and I don't like the Russians, they are arrogant and they presumed a certain amount of superiority that they don't have. I'll give you one example. I follow the United States Navy closely and the Russian Navy. They have one aircraft carrier. It burns diesel fuel, and they had to tow it to the war zone in Syria. I don't fear these guys. Bring them on.
Right. Well, that's an interesting analysis and a great point to make. There's been a lot of bluster, and of course, the mainstream media, sadly, Jack, and I'm sure this galls you as well, have given Vladimir Putin and the Russians way too much credit regarding the 2016 election, have they not?
I think so. In this standpoint, I, as a civilian without any clearance, I don't know the damage yet. I hope to know the extent of the damage. But I want to take these people on. I want to stick electric prods to them. Yeah. I want to go back at them when they attack us. I want our pound of flesh, and I want it now.
Well, I thought it was interesting that President Trump had a counter effort against Russian interference in the 2018 election. So, you know, I was glad to hear that there was some response, but certainly there's got to be more of a concerted effort on that part. But as we continue to chase windmills, so to speak, like Don Quixote claiming some sort of Russian collusion here, 2 years, $30 million worth of money, we've got a force of attorneys and, you know, supposedly smart people pursuing this. And I think what a waste of time.
I would like for your viewers to know and appreciate how really good and efficient and patriotic and committed the United States intelligence agencies are. We call ourselves a community, and we are. We work closely with our allies, and we present a united front against the enemies. We face four directions at once.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jack, you make that statement, and I got to tell you, the everyman hears from the media how sometimes there's conflict between the Oval Office, the Commander-in-Chief, and the intelligence community. Can you reconcile that and help us understand, the difference between a truth and propaganda here?
I am baffled as a civilian retired agent about the president's failure to commit to what the intelligence agencies are telling them. These are really good people. They know what they're doing. We have to listen to our intelligence community. We have to act on their information. They do have a handle on what's going on. I thought I did, and I'm certain I did, during the Cold War. And, the Cold War never ended. Never ended. We're still fighting it.
Exactly. And I think that's an excellent point. Case in point, many points that Vladimir Putin is alive and well. And, as the mainstream media continues to make him look bigger than ever, he just keeps pounding his chest and threatening all kinds of things in order to keep the oligarchs happy, I guess.
I hope he's not alive and well very long. Mm-hmm. I remember when Khrushchev pounded on the table at the United Nations, blustering. And then he met his match in President Kennedy in the Cuban Missile Crisis. That problem that Khrushchev backed down from putting missiles in Cuba cost him his job. They didn't kill him over there. Mm-hmm. That's their usual method of getting rid of people. But he was gone in a year. And unfortunately, our president was gone, too.
Exactly. Well, of course, one of the complaints for Khrushchev of many was that he didn't get a chance. They wouldn't let him go to Disneyland. Maybe that's the deal. Maybe we take the Russian bear, we take him to Disneyland, get him a churro, and send him off on his way. What do you think?
I'd like to take Putin to Disneyland and drop him off on one of those high rides.
Well, I'll tell you, this is something that we continue to contend with, but we have to get beyond the 8-second sound bites and deal with the reality. The Mueller report is due out, they say, any moment now. And, sadly, I'd hope that the Mueller report would have really addressed, I think, the major issue, and that is voter interference on all levels, not only from the Russians, but other outside forces. Sadly, for $30 million, I guess it was a hit job on Donald Trump, and that's where the target has been. let's get Donald Trump or the people nearby, see if we can shake them out and do anything we can to invalidate this president. But meanwhile, to his credit, he continues to keep his eye on the goal. Look what he's done in terms of the economy, new business, unemployment. Look at America is, you know, a lot of eyes are in America. And we've got a lot of countries saying, hey, I want to be like America right now. Jack Owens is with us. More from Jack after this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Martinez Live being brought to you by the Crypto Prophet. It's the latest paradigm shift that's going to produce the next wealth wave. Find out more at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Crypto Prophet banner and see if that works for you and your family. Boy, I'll tell you, the forecast on cryptocurrency is absolutely incredible. I encourage you to check it out and see if this is a decision worth your interest and value. Crypto Profit, right there, the banner ad at BillMartinezLive.com. Our conversation with Jack Owens, a 30-year veteran of the FBI, author of Puck, a novel, Don't Shoot, We're Republicans, and Watchmen, JFK's Last Ride. I love that, Don't Shoot, We're Republicans. That's great, Jack. Your sense of humor, I mean, you haven't lost it, you know, after all these years.
You know, that's a quote from a roadblock in rural Alabama, Don't Shoot, We're Republicans. It's a very, very funny scene. I never forgot it.
Well, tell us a little bit of the story, only because we're bringing it up here. So give us a little taste.
The SWAT team was out looking for some mischief and some bad guys. It was 1983. President Reagan was in the White House. We had information a bad guy, really bad guy, was coming our way. Mm-hmm. We set up a roadblock. We got him. He drove right into it. But, Bill, as happened on all arrests, there was a car behind the bad guy, and we said, who's that, an accomplice? We rushed that car with shotguns. It's 2 in the morning. We opened the door, and in the front seat are two elderly ladies dressed to the nines. They raised their hands and said, don't shoot. We're Republicans. We scared them to death.
Bill. Oh, Lord. Oh,
we told them they were free to go.
Yes. Yeah, especially they said the sacred word. Fortunately, they weren't in a democratic country. Just kidding.
Right. This is a Republican country in Alabama.
That's funny. Well, as you say, Jack, for many years you woke up looking to the east. I imagine probably even to this day, because old habits die hard. You know, we want to understand, Americans want to understand the clear and present danger of Vladimir Putin and the Russians. You said something that I know caught the ears of many, and that is that you say the Cold War is still alive and well. It has not ended. And we can be a bit confused because we hear Donald Trump speaking, you know, with some praise toward Vladimir Putin. And, of course, it depends on your perspective. Some people will qualify that praise that is directed towards Vladimir Putin. There will be others that say, oh, my God, is this guy a knucklehead? What is he doing? You know, Vladimir Putin is absolutely evil. There's no room for any kind of praise for Vladimir Putin. So help us understand the difference between, you know, offering him some consideration, I'm talking Putin now, and understanding that he is this nefarious individual that you talked about earlier. What are we missing in context?
I'm puzzled why the president treats Putin the way he does, particularly at Helsinki. We need a four-court press, and we can't let up. We can't ever let up. We need to present a united front against the East, from the United States intelligence community and our military. Mm. We are stronger, far stronger than they are. The problem with Putin is his arrogance and his belief as dictator and murderer in Moscow that he can do it around the world. Well, he can't. Mm. We're going to stop him. We stand in front of him, and he knows it. It belittles him to know how weak he really is. So he creates mischief. We can't let him get away with it.
But, Jack, he's been getting away with it. That's the problem. You know, whether he's killing his own people in other countries, you know, building military bases, fortifying, you know, their military footprint, you know, getting into the Middle East, causing problems there, steering the pot, violating sanctions. I mean, it's on and on, but yet he's given a free pass to your point. And people scratch their heads and go, what is it? Does Putin have some sort of Jedi mind game influence over the president?
He seems to have some kind of leverage, which disturbs me no end. I don't know what the leverage would be and if and when he'll ever exercise it. I just hope somebody in Moscow takes him down, but he'll just be replaced by another despot and murderer, like they have in their intelligence community. We faced them down when I was an FBI agent. We faced them down. We won many battles, Bill, and a lot of them didn't get in to the newspapers. We took them down, and we took them down hard. I'm proud of what the FBI did.
Do you think Putin has information on Trump that could be destructive?
Well, you know, there was that kind of baldy information about a pass of prostitution in Moscow.
Yeah, the GPS fusion
dossier. I'll tell you this, Bill. They are notorious for trying to compromise American citizens. I've interviewed many people who were the subjects of blackmail by the other side when they traveled what we used to call a denied area behind the Iron Curtain. That's the way they operate. They try to get leverage, and they use it. They may not use it for a while, but they will use it, and it keeps you in a high state of anxiety. If you're the victim, you don't know when they're going to strike you. It affects your life, and you may betray your country because of it. And, Bill, your listeners should know this. The reason Americans betray their country is money.
Yes.
The second reason they betray their country is money. You follow the money trail. And it's possible whatever leverage Putin and his gang of thugs have on President Trump is connected to money.
Right.
But we don't know. Mm-hmm. Perhaps Special Counsel Mueller has found out. And he's a good man. He's a terrific FBI director.
Well,
combat veteran.
Right. Jack, we're waiting on that. And, of course, you know, we hear the entire spectrum of information about Robert Mueller, and I hope he serves the people right and justly to this end, because we need to know, and for all the exercise and the division that it has created in our country, sadly, I mean, we're supposed to be the United States of America, not the divided states of America, and that's
right.
That's what's happening. I mean, our politics have really pitted us one against the other. And that's a sad commentary when you consider, you know, the country, how it started and, you know, and what it's all about. This is about liberty. Anything that's less than liberty compromises that core value. And so it's important that this be pursued no matter where it leads. And there's no sacred cows. And as you say, follow the money. Now, what you're saying to me, in a lot of ways about Putin, it seems rather, if I might say, Hoover-esque, speaking of the FBI. As we know, J. Edgar Hoover was, boy, he was good at collecting information. He had files on everybody, didn't he?
He had a file on me, I know that.
Yeah.
I was hired by J. Edgar Hoover based in part on my patriotism and my strong record of anti-communism. I wanted a career in the Navy through the United States Naval Academy. The Navy did not put me in the class of 1966, so I went another direction. I went to the FBI, and I got after the people I wanted to get at in the Bureau.
Yes.
I wasn't in the Navy. I didn't take shots at them,
right. But
I was in the FBI, and we had a lot of successes. The American people can trust the FBI and the agents and support people who manage it and make it work.
Well, Jack, I can tell you the damage that has been done, sadly, by James Comey and Andrew McCabe, you know, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. I mean, you can go down the list. Even Rod Rosenstein now is suspect. Boy, I'll tell you, there's going to have to be one big, huge mea culpa and just a release of information and truth so that it can regain the people's confidence, because that's been compromised. I'm not saying necessarily downline, but certainly at the leadership level. What do you think?
Absolutely. And here's the way I view the FBI.
We got 15 seconds here, Jack. Go ahead.
I knocked on thousands of doors, frequently women alone at home, housewives. Open the door based on my credentials. That's trust. That's what we have to have.
Yeah, there it is.
American people.
Jack Owens, 30-year veteran of the FBI. I'm
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his relationship with North Korea's Kim Jong-un is a very good one, despite the collapse of the two leaders' summit in Hanoi, Vietnam. A day after returning to Washington, Trump says on Twitter that the two had a very good meeting. He also tells Sean Hannity on Fox News,
"It's a much tougher deal to make. Maybe it won't get made, but that's the deal that we should have. And you can't give up everything if you don't get that."
California Governor Gavin Newsom is declaring a state of emergency in parts of Northern California that have been ravaged by deadly flooding. Thousands have been ordered to evacuate and numerous mudslides are reported, and at least one person has died so far. President Trump's son-in-law and top advisor, Jared Kushner, is denying a report in the New York Times that says the president instructed then-Chief of Staff John Kelly to grant top-secret security clearance to Kushner. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
And whether we are rich or poor,
right here, right now. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, always welcome your emails, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Well, according to the National Alliance for Caregiving, an estimated 34.2 million Americans have provided unpaid care to a relative or neighbor 50 or older in the last 12 months. On average, more than 96% of family caregivers provide help with activities of daily living, such as personal hygiene, dressing, monitoring medication, shopping for groceries, and transportation. Well, the demands of caregiving can be overwhelming, and if you've ever been involved with it, that's probably an understatement. And most family caregivers struggle to juggle looking after a loved one while also working a full-time job. Now, this can lead to caregiver burnout, a state of emotional, mental, and physical exhaustion caused by prolonged and overwhelming stress, and if left unchecked, can take a toll on your health, relationships, and state of mind, as you can imagine. Well, with us right now is Cal Vapuri. He's the founder and CEO of Hero. He's got his own personal story and some tips to share with us about caregiver burnout. Cal, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks, Bill. Great to be here.
Well, caregiver burnout. Let's talk about it. What does it look like?
Caregiver burnout is something that one in five Americans face at any given point in their adulthood. It comes from having to take care of a sick family member or loved one. It's the result of a lot of the different things that you'd mentioned earlier, which can be daily needs of the individual to health-related needs relating to medication, doctor's visits, pharmacy visits, et cetera. It's an emotional and personal process, given the fact that you're caring for a loved one, and so it creates a lot of stress on top of the daily stresses of everyday life. So it's something that we spend a lot of time thinking about at Hero, and It's one of our goals is to eliminate a lot of that stress by certainly managing, you know, one part of that, which is medication management.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of tips for how to prevent burnout, there's a couple of things that we tend to focus on. One is pretty straightforward. It's just taking time for yourself.
Right.
A lot of times people get wrapped up in you know, the minutiae of caregiving. And while it's all, of course, very important, if someone isn't their best and able to be fully engaged and present in their caregiving acts, it's going to result in even more stress. And so what we suggest is that people carve out time every day, or certainly at least every week, where they get to enjoy some personal hobbies and time away from caregiving, so that they can be their best when they do need to help their family member. The other thing is that there's a lot of caregiving resources out there now. This is a growing challenge. There's over 130 million chronic patients in this country today, and that's growing every day.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone is really affected by the challenge, either directly or indirectly. And as a result, there's online resources, community resources, and even federal resources for caregiving. And so we try to provide some access to that through our website and summarize some of the ways in which people can find local and community resources.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing is tools and resources. So Hero is one example of a tool that can help minimize some of the stress and time required to manage medication specifically, which can be, in certain cases, the majority of the time that people are spending managing care for their loved ones.
Yeah, the thing that's tough, Cal, and I've been in this situation as well, is there's an inclination to feel some kind of guilt when you are away from the person that needs care. But you've got to take care of yourself. It reminds me of when, you know, you're on an airplane, and they always talk about, you know, when the oxygen masks come down, the first thing you do is you put your mask on yourself before you try to help someone else, right? And that illustration really came through loud and clear for me, because you can't give what you don't have. And if you're expended, I mean, then you start getting a little cranky towards the person that you're trying to help. And, you know, so you have to manage that, don't you?
At 100%. You can't be the best for someone else if self aren't taking care of yourself. So this idea of self-care is really, really critical.
Right.
And that's true in all parts of life, but here in particular, because it is so personal. And to your point, I mean, that sense of guilt is pretty common amongst caregivers. And, it's something that requires personal time to really refresh yourself with.
Well, speaking of personal, you have a personal story. Tell our audience about your story, how you became an unexpected caregiver.
Sure. Well, my mother is actually a geriatric physician, so she spent her entire career and continues to spend her career caring for other patients and explaining to their caregivers and family members how to help them with their daily needs, including medication management, which is a really important part of improving health once you're diagnosed with a chronic condition. So about 5 years ago, she herself had a cardiac event, and coming out of the hospital, she was taking over a dozen medications, which is, again, not uncommon these days. My expectation was, you know, mom's a talented physician, you know, she can handle this, and
right.
you know, we'll just be there to support her in whatever way we need to. Well, you know, believe it or not, there was two times in the year following that event that she had to go visit the hospital as a result of missed doses of a very commonly prescribed medication.
Right.
And, you know, that to me was just, one, obviously, a distressing situation, but two, it just felt like it could be avoidable.
Right? Exactly.
It was one of those things that just, it seemed unbelievable to me. And so I spent the next year or so trying to, one, use other tools and solutions to make the problem more straightforward for her. But at the end of the day, this is a very complex challenge. She had multiple prescribing physicians. She had multiple pharmacists. Her medications were coming from retail pharmacy as well as mail order. And so what we realized is that there was no tool out there that really solved the problem for somebody like her. So I then, as an entrepreneur, started digging in and spent a couple of years inventing what Hero became.
Mm-hmm.
which is an end-to-end, really the first end-to-end in-home medication manager and service.
Wow.
So the way to think about it is it's about the size of a coffee machine. It usually lives on your kitchen counter or somewhere in your bedroom. Can also sit in your bathroom if you'd like. And it stores 10 different medications, at least 30-day supplies of each. It's an out-of-the-box experience.
Mm-hmm.
So you take Hero out of the box, you plug it in, you tell it what your schedule is for each of the medications, and then it just starts working. So it automatically sorts and dispenses your pills on based on the regimen that you need. It has audible alerts on the device, but also has notifications through the application. So on your phone, you'll get notifications as well. In addition, it will track all of your historical usage, so you can go back and share that with your caregiver or your loved one.
Mm-hmm.
If you're missing doses or you're late to doses, you can set it up so that your caregiver is notified and can help you stay on track. And then lastly, it'll check when you're running low on medications.
Mm-hmm.
And if you use the optional Hero Fill service, you'll get free shipping on mail-order medication delivery as well.
Wow. Cal, I got to imagine the testimonies that you're getting for this incredible invention. It's just got to be wonderful. And here it is. We find ourselves as, again, it is the mother of invention is, when we come to a need, right?
No, that's exactly right. I mean, we feel like we're helping people every day, and we receive notes and letters from people saying that not only do they love their Hero, but that it's brought them closer to their family members. Now they can spend their Sundays, together as a family, whether that doing whatever it is that they want to do versus counting pills and looking at what's happening in pillboxes. So
what a time saver, and giving you some peace of mind knowing that is a great service to the person that you're giving care to. Cal Vapiri has been our guest. He's the founder and CEO of Hero. Cal, as we wrap things up, where can the listeners go for more information?
Thanks, Bill. Everyone can go to www.herohealth.com. That's HEROHEALTH.com.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. That's 800-477-1736.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
We got to keep coming back, ladies and gentlemen. Get off the canvas, okay? We got a country to save. We got to welcome our expanded family of listeners on the Radio America Network. If Bill Martinez Live is new to you, you should know that we are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern Time, fresh and independent, committed to going beyond the 8-second sound bites in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. Check it out, BillMartinezLive.com. If you want to email, it comes to me direct, NSA approved, as we say, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. I don't know if you heard this story or not, but a Colorado Springs wrestler made history recently when he knocked himself out of the state tournament rather than wrestle a girl. Well, with us right now is the issues analyst at Focus on the Family. Jeff Johnston joins us, and we're going to talk about it. Jeff, good to have you with us on the show. How are you?
Hi, Bill. I'm doing well, thanks.
Hey, in light of, recently you got Martina Navratilova coming out, you know, the tennis champion, saying, look, it's not fair that, men in transition to become women should compete against women. It's just not right. It's not fair to the game. And, of course, she got chastised big time. But this is something that our culture is trying to reconcile. And it seems that this Colorado Springs wrestler, I mean, this was a state championship, was it not? I mean, this was a big deal.
Yeah, it was the state tournament, and our state divides schools up into divisions by size, and then they bring the top 16 from each division up to Denver for the big tournament at the Pepsi Center. Mm-hmm. So my son Brendan qualified at 106, mm-hmm. and his twin brother Aiden qualified for the state tournament at 113. Mm-hmm. And as you said, Brendan knocked himself out when he said, I'm not going to wrestle these girls. There were two girls that had qualified at 106, and he said, I don't wrestle girls. I haven't done that in my career, and I'm not going to do it now.
And what did Brendan have to give up for doing that?
Well, he was seated fourth, so he gave up a medal, you know, a chance to stand on the podium at the state tournament. It's kind of it's the goal of all the wrestlers to go to this state tournament, and then it's their goal to win it. And of course, he wanted to go there, and he got there, and he wanted to win the tournament. But he won two matches, and then when he came up against these girls, he said, I'm not going to wrestle him, and that's what knocked him out.
How did the girls eventually do?
One of them took fourth, and the other one took fifth at the tournament.
Mm-hmm. So
they each right. got a win because of Brendan's forfeits too. So
right, exactly. That helped the cause because then that's less energy, you know, for them to expend. Right, that's one less competitor.
And they were good. I don't want to knock their ability. They
if they qualified, if they qualified, they had to be there had to be some level of competence here. Understanding that.
Yeah. But what. You know, our position, you were mentioning Martina's statement, we believe really strongly that men and women are different, and especially in an event like wrestling where there's such close physical contact and a man is using his aggression to knock down and grind into the mat and pin a girl, that's just...
Right.
Not something Brendan's willing to do. And he also said something kind of interesting, which I hadn't even really thought about that much. He said, not only do I not want to touch a girl that way, I don't want to be touched on a mat by a girl that way.
Exactly. Good point.
So he's setting some boundaries for his own body.
I got to tell you, Jeff, you know, when I was a kid growing up, you know, I will admit that I had a couple altercations with girls. But there were particular no-go zones, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you just stayed away from it, you know? You tried to keep them away because you didn't want to, you know, tangle up with them. And I grew up in a neighborhood where the girls were pretty aggressive. And they would take you on. And, you know, sometimes you just had to take the hit and ignore and move on because this could, you know, this was going to violate some inner principles the way my mother and father raised us. You know, first of all, you didn't hit a girl, much less, you know, get in a wrestling match with a girl because you could accidentally, you know, violate a private part.
Yeah, and you know we worked like your mom and dad did to try to instill good values into our kids, and this really was Brendan's decision.
Yes,
he both he and his brother they've talked together. They're deep thinkers. They're smart. They talk to their coach. They talk to their older brother. They really thought this through, realizing that this was a possibility that they might meet some of these girls at the state tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they've decided at other dual meets and other tournaments not to wrestle girls there, too, and that's cost them along the way. But, yeah, this was the biggest deal because it was the state tournament.
So what did the association or the federation have to say about this, that, you know, tough luck? I mean, there was no consideration over this or, you know, I got to imagine this had to, you know, ignite a debate.
Yeah, it really has. You know, I try not to read too many of the comments, but there was a big article in the Denver Post on this, and then it got picked up by other newspapers. And USA Today, one of the sports columnists there, wrote a really nasty column about it. In Colorado, wrestling started out a boys' sport. Mm-hmm. And then because of Title IX and other federal regulations, because they didn't have girls wrestling, they said, we're going to open this up to girls if they want to. And then more recently, they started girls wrestling as a pilot sport. So this year, they had their first girls wrestling state pilot tournament. And in a couple of years, they should be a fully sanctioned sport where girls will be wrestling by themselves in their own tournament.
Mm-mm.
But several of the girls said, you know, the girls division isn't tough enough for us, and we want a shot at the guys. And so the Colorado High School Athletic and Arts Association said, we're going to allow this. Now, one of the officials, you know, kind of quietly when Brendan forfeited, said to him, you know, what you're doing is really commendable, and it's more important than what's going on the mats here.
Exactly.
So, you know, Brendan's got a lot of affirmation from people telling him they're proud of him for sticking up for his principles and that he's done a good job. But there's still those people that don't get it, you know, that think that boys and girls should possibly compete at everything. I don't know.
How is that commonsensical? I mean, here you've got the biological makeup of two genders. Obviously, one by design is stronger than the other. And much more physical. And sure, you can run into some young girls that, that can handle their own, and you're hesitant to deal with them. But overall, to me it's a bit of a no-brainer. It's like you have to make a stand on this, and I mean, eventually they're going to end up, as you say, they're going to have their own division anyway, where they can compete, in their gender class. And I imagine for some, liberals, this is shocking to them. But, like Martina Navratilova had to say, how is this fair?
Well, you're right. I think it's common sense, too. But then I'm steeped in a Christian worldview.
Right.
For 40, 50 years now, we've had a great deal of conflict between the sexes with the feminist ideology. And then we've had this gender ideology that's developed over the last 40 years that says there aren't just two sexes and they're not different from each other. There's a multitude of genders.
Right.
And you can pick your own gender, or a guy could change into a girl, or a girl could change into a guy. And so there are people that have bought into and believed that gender ideology. And that's part of what we're trying to combat here at Focus on the Family by telling the truth about what the Bible says, that God made us in his image, male and female, but also telling the truth about what biology says, that there are real biological and social differences between boys and girls and men and women. And that maybe we should move beyond trying to compete with each other all the time and instead try to celebrate those good differences that God gave us.
Without a doubt.
And that are created by him. And so that's what we want to encourage people to do is to teach their kids that boys and girls are different, but that's good. And we want to celebrate those differences.
Right. And it's not that one is more and other is less. By design and purpose, the way God created the genders, they were to complement one another, not compete against one another. And this is what happens when we abandon godly principles. Now, so down the road, Jeff, do we look at and consider, like they do with the bathroom order, if somebody decides, well, I feel rather feminine today, so now I'm going to go compete with the girls?
They are allowing that in a lot of instances. There are those runners, I think they're up in Connecticut,
yes,
who competed at the state track tournament and took spots in the girls' division. There were guys that now identify as girls, but they took spots in the girls' division that should have gone to young ladies, young women who have worked for years and trained and been coached. And so now those slots get taken by guys.
Wow. This is what happens when we abandon logic all for the sake of liberalism. It is no wonder that people are confused, and the people that are paying the price are the young people, Jeff. That's the scary part of this all. I mean, you and I mean, we've gone through our part. We've grown up. We're watching it, and we're seeing this train wreck about to happen, and we're yelling and screaming. But, just like I've said many times, sometimes people have to fall off the roof to realize that gravity does exist, right?
That's right. They're getting smacked in the face with it, yeah.
Well, be prepared. Jeff Johnston, issues analyst at Focus on the Family. Jeff, appreciate the insight. All the best to Brandon. The boys appreciate his courage. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for telling the story.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any